This is Akashvani, the news read by Renuka. Prime Minister Narendra Modi arrived in New Delhi today after concluding his three-day successful visit to the United States. During his extensive and packed engagements, the Prime Minister attended the Quad Leaders Summit, a large Indian-American community event, addressed the United Nations Summit of the Future, and held multiple bilateral meetings with heads of several other countries. In Jammu and Kashmir, stage is set for the voting for second phase of the assembly elections tomorrow. 26 assembly constituencies will go to polls in this phase. The voting will be held from 7 a.m. to 6 p.m. All arrangements have been put in place to ensure free, fair and smooth polling in this phase. Key candidates in the fray for this phase are National Conference leader and former Chief Minister Umar Abdullah, Congress Pradesh Chief Tariq Ahmed Karrar, Jammu and Kashmir BJP President Ravindra Raina and Apni Party President Altaf Bukhari. The Election Commission has made it clear to central and state enforcement agencies that it will have zero tolerance towards use of money power in the upcoming assembly elections in Jharkhand. The Election Commission team, led by Chief Election Commissioner Rajiv Kumar, reviewed poll preparedness in the state and held meetings with political parties, security forces and other stakeholders. Later, speaking to reporters in Ranchi, Mr. Kumar said, concerned agencies have been instructed to ensure inducement-free elections. The Supreme Court today directed states and union territories to implement the center's guidelines on safety and security of children in schools. The apex court also asked National Commission for Protection of Child Rights to coordinate with states and union territories and monitor the implementation of the guidelines. A bench of justices, B.V. Nagaratna and N. Koteswar Singh, noted the centre has notified the guidelines on the safety and security of children in schools and directed the union government to send the copies to chief secretaries or equivalent officers. The top court's direction comes in the wake of an application filed by an NGO on recent sexual assault and incidents of children in some schools, including Badlapur in Maharashtra. The centre had issued the guidelines on school safety and security in October 2021, prepared by an expert committee following a Supreme Court's order. Union Minister of Finance and Corporate Affairs Nirmala Sitharaman today met Uzbekistan's Minister of Investment, Industry and Trade, Laziz Kudratov, ahead of the annual meeting of Board of Governors of Asian Infrastructure Investment Bank, AIIB, in Samarkand. Both the ministers discussed issues of mutual interest related to bilateral trade, especially in the areas of renewable energy, fertilizer, pharmaceutical sector. The Ministry of Finance informed that both the ministers acknowledged the successful agreement towards the Bilateral Investment Treaty, BIT, between India and Uzbekistan. It added that both ministers also agreed the signing of BIT will bolster investor confidence in each other's market. This market especially belongs to healthcare, hospitality and tourism, higher education, textiles, pharmaceuticals and agriculture sectors. Union Minister for Commerce and Industry Piyush Goyal attended a series of conference and council meetings on the second day of his visit to Australia. Attending the 22nd National Conference of the Confederation of Real Estate Developers Association of India, the minister urged the real estate industry to adopt even more effective measures for the well-being of billions of workers employed in it. Later in the day, Mr. Goyal attended a reception by Parliamentary Friends of India and Australia-India Business Council, AIBC, at the Parliament in New South Wales, NSW. He highlighted that the bipartisan support for close India-Australia ties gave strength to the bilateral partnership and deepening economic engagement. The death toll in Israel's strikes on strongholds of armed group Hezbollah across Lebanon has risen to 558. According to the Lebanese Health Ministry, 1,835 people have been wounded in the strike, which began yesterday, during which Israel and Hezbollah exchanged heavy fire. Media reports said the Israeli jets today conducted a targeted strike in Beirut. In tennis, Indian pair Jeevan Nerjarian and Vijay Sundar Prashant today won the men's doubles title in the Hangzhou Open in China. The Indian Cup defeated the German pair of Konstantin Frantzen and Henrik Jebbins 4-6, 7-6, 10-7, marking their first ATP title together as a pair. And with that, we end this news bulletin.